Biden campaigned to host unemployment town hall through the lens of what happened to people on Broadway. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 19, 2020. The presidential campaign for former Vice President Joe Biden is set to host an unemployment town hall through the very lens of what happened to people on Broadway as a result of the Chinese coronavirus, according to left-wing actor Tony Goldwyn, who announced the town hall on Twitter. "This is going to be a great conversation about what so many Americans are dealing with, viewed through the lens of what's happened to the folks who earn their living on Broadway," tweeted Tony Goldwyn. On Sunday night, Simone D. Sanders, an actor, Tony Goldwyn, will be hosting an unemployment town hall on how COVID-19 is impacting entertainment workers, tweeted Biden. The Biden campaign event, entitled Unemployment Town Hall: How COVID-19 is Impacting Entertainment Workers, is set to premiere on Sunday at 7 p.m. EST. In 2017, Goldwyn praised Planned Parenthood for what he referred to as the organization's life-saving work, adding that those who oppose abortion are actually sabotaging their own moral stance. "There's been a lot of disinformation about Planned Parenthood and the focus of the life-saving work that they do for women's health care," said Goldwyn. "I saw a much publicized image of all those white men sitting around in a room at the White House talking about what should be done about women's health care, and I thought I would step up by wearing this and speaking out," added the scandal actor. "If Planned Parenthood is defunded, millions of women, particularly women struggling economically, are going to be in serious trouble," insisted Goldwyn. Last year, the actor was also featured in play entitled You Can't Make This Shit Up, which is focused on former special counsel Robert Mueller's 448-page report on Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.